And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. You're bound to hear some talk about how great things were back in the good old days, but that we've gotten off track of late. So exactly what track were we on? Well, a few decades ago, town leaders set up a web of cumbersome and capricious policies designed to slow down growth and keep new businesses out. It started with good intentions. With strip malls all the rage, many Chapel Hillians didn't want their town turned into one big parking lot. Well, it worked. Shopping centers like New Hope Commons that originally wanted to come here went to Durham County instead. Unfortunately, those businesses realized they didn't even need to be in Chapel Hill to get our money. We were more than happy to drive to Durham, Chatham, or even Alamance counties to shop at all the stores that now cling to our border like barnacles on the bottom of a steam tramper. Why waste years and millions of dollars wrangling with Chapel Hill when Durham was ready to welcome your new store today? Meanwhile, Orange County residents now spend half of our money, almost $900 million a year, in stores in other counties. That's tax revenue on almost $900 million of our own money we now don't have for our schools, our library, our fare-free buses, or for all the other wonderful services that make living here so great. You can't blame us. Chapel Hill has become a town with 59,000 people and nowhere to buy a TV or a new pair of blue jeans. Thank goodness those dark days are over. Today's town leaders have a clear commitment to finding the sweet spot between welcoming new stores, offices, and homes while standing firm against paving over the town with more strip mall parking lots. So when someone tells you it's time to get Chapel Hill back on the right track, just remember where that old track has gotten us, on I-40, to go buy blue jeans in Durham. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.